Hello and welcome to the AFP Protection Operations Remote Stations Information Podcast, where you can hear firsthand from Protective Service Officers on what it's like to work and live in some of Australia's most unique and rewarding locations. Welcome, James from Alice Springs.
Thanks, James.
Thanks for joining me.
That's fine.
So I see you're a 1-6 number, which means you've been around the traps a while.
Yes, since 2007.
2007.
Part of the big intake.
All right. So, where did you start?
Started here. I was recruited locally. I was with NT Police before that as an auxiliary. And my shift sergeant was wondering when I was going to become a constable, and I didn't really want to head in that direction for various reasons. And he suggested PSO World because he had come from that. He used to be based here in Pine Gap as well. And I looked into it and applied and got in within 6 months, I think, which was a record then, because a lot of the people I talked to spent over 18 months waiting to get into the job.
So. I've heard a lot of that sort of stuff. Mm. Excellent. So local you must have been, yeah. Really happy that the transition was smooth for you.
It was, yeah. Yep. My watch commander and station sergeant, they signed me off within a week, backdated it, so it looked like I gave 2 weeks' notice and headed off to Canberra during my rec leave to start recruit course.
Oh, too easy. So do you have a family here?
Yes. Wife and 4 kids.
So what's it like growing up and living in Alice Springs and raising kids in Alice Springs? And
okay, well, when we moved here in 2005, we had one child who was 2.5 years old, and while I was here on my recruit course for the NT Police's auxiliaries, we had our second child, and she was 1 week old when we drove up. Since then, we've had 2 more kids, and the advantages of living in a small town is that they get to represent locally a lot, representing Alice Springs and gymnastics or the science challenge that goes through all the schools in Australia. My eldest represented the Northern Territory down in Hobart 2 years ago for the Science Challenge. So those are the opportunities.
There's plenty of opportunities for young kids.
Yeah. Sports as well. Representing both state and the local Alice Springs.
Oh, excellent. What are the options like for schools? Is there many school choices for families?
Primary school, yeah, there's quite a few government schools up here. And we've got four Christian colleges, or mixture of Catholic and other dominations, I should say, for religious education. But for senior high school, you're limited to really 3 choices, one government and 2 of the religious schools.
Okay, but there's a little bit of choice there for people. And so one of the appealing aspects for you, having a family, is having that small place, community feel.
Yeah.
What are some of the sort of challenges you've had to, you know, being in a smaller place over the years?
Getting out.
Yes, right.
Going away for rec leave is really hard. If you want to fly, you basically need to mortgage a house with 6 people. otherwise, we drive to Adelaide.
That's the best option.
Yeah, well, we came from Adelaide, our family's down there, so we're visiting them. If we're going further afield, it's easier to go there, leave cars with family, and then fly out cheaper from Adelaide to go on.
Yeah, because flights don't go out that often here, you could really get a plan ahead, don't you?
Yeah, you have to know in advance when you want to fly. It's cheaper to book early than to wait until 2 weeks beforehand, otherwise you will pay through the nose.
I guess it's something that people come in here learn early on.
Yeah, and we've made it a point of late to tell all our new recruits that the challenges of living here. Obviously, with all of the new people in the last year or 18 months, we've had singles, so people have come up here by themselves, a lot easier for them to get back to family. Yeah, so we've been fairly open with the challenges of living here. which is hasn't deterred anyone so far, which is great.
That is good. Mm. You got to take pros with the cons. And
yeah.
Yeah.
And being here, you can set yourself up before you decide that you want to move on with your AFP career. So if you've got, you know, goals of moving into the federal agents world or even ACT policing, you can get yourself a nest egg here, and then once you've had a bit of experience, move out to Canberra or wherever you want to go.
But would you recommend it as a great place to start?
Yeah, I reckon. Not having much experience with other protection stations, from what we've heard from fly-ins that have come to help us out in the past, is they really like the rotational system. When you're here for 12 hours, you get to experience every part of the facility instead of just being stuck in one spot.
What are some of the places that you would recommend people check out around Alice?
If you're a nature nut, this place is gold.
Yeah.
There are so many nature walks. You can go on... see all the gorges. There's reptile centre in town. You've got the wildlife areas. Yeah, it's great.
Camping's big.
Camping is great. You got the Fink Desert Race. If you're into cars,
what is that? Explain that.
Okay, so once a year, usually during the cold long weekend of the Queen's birthday, you have motorcyclists and off-road buggy and. They race from the up near the town all the way down to the township of Fink and back again. It's just sand racing, basically, dirt.
You can't get that in a capital city, can you?
No. We have people come from everywhere to join in this race.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a big event.
It is a big event on our calendar. And of late, if you're also into cars, coming up in September is Centre Nats, which is kind of like the Summer Nats in ACT, which is just a big car show. People come and show off all their vehicles as well. So, yeah.
So get amongst it if you're coming here. Yeah. Get amongst it, see the unique things that Alice has to offer, because you're never going to see that sort of stuff anywhere else, really.
No. I've got the opportunity this weekend to be part of the Australian government's representation and taking on the Americans in the Henley on Todd, which is a yacht race. In the dry riverbed. So it should be a unique experience for me. I've never actually participated. I've watched it a few times, but yeah, looking forward to it.
Come to Alice and get into it.